listening to 88.1 WHOV, the essence of Hampton University. The Scripps Howard News Watch starts right now.
It's Wednesday, November 9th, and this is your WHOV News Update. I'm Leandra Head.
And I'm Jalita Hammond.
Starting with local news, the Hampton University Marching Force is hosting their Midnight Crankfest this Friday, November 11th at 10 p.m. Holland Hall versus the Savannah State Marching Band. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster locations. In other news, Trump supporters around the nation have either been celebrating or catching a scare. From marches in New Jersey to vandalisms in Hampton Roads, some supporters in the Virginia Beach area woke up to vandalized cars and homes. Supporters say their signs have been stolen and cars have been covered in splattered yolk and cracked eggs. Money has been stolen from unlocked vehicles and damage has been done. However, supporters believe this will not be the last of the destruction, so they say the president won't change and people should just move on. Stay tuned with 88.1 with more of your local news.
In today's national news, Donald Trump is elected as the United States' 45th president. This comes in as a shock to many Americans as Trump took relentless aims at the long-held ideals of American democracy. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote with over 59 million votes but lost the Electoral College vote. Clinton lost the election with 228 Electoral College votes and Trump winning with 279 votes. Clinton is the first presidential candidate since Al Gore to win the popular vote but lose the election. In other news, Kamala Harris was the second black woman elected to the U.S. Senate yesterday. She is formerly California's Attorney General. Harris is a proud alumni of Howard University and plans to enhance HBCUs as a senator. The weather has been its usual conflicted self, and here's Imani to tell us all about it.
Thanks, Leandra. I'm Imani Crenshaw, here for your smooth 88.1 weather update. We're seeing quite a change in the weather for the month of November, and things are definitely starting to cool down. Today, we will see scattered showers with a high of 60 and a low of 45. Tonight, the rain will continue, and we will see around a 10-degree drop in the temperature, which will leave us at 54 degrees for the night. So be sure to bundle up and keep your umbrellas close. That's all I have for your weather update today, but be sure to check back in tomorrow for another smooth 88.1 weather update. Now for sports with Whitney Bronson.
Thanks, Imani. Here's your WHOV sports update. Yesterday, in a surprising twist of events, the Hawks beat the Cavs 110-106. The Cavs are no longer undefeated and are now 6-1. Tonight, the Nets and the Knicks go head-to-head at 7 p.m., and at 9:30, the Rockets and the Spurs will go head-to-head. Both games will be broadcast on ESPN. After protesting racial injustice by taking a knee during the playing of the national anthem, Colin Kaepernick did not vote yesterday in the presidential election. Yesterday, he told reporters that he did not vote and was not going to because he saw both candidates as equally unfit for office. This has created a lot of backlash for Kaepernick, including Stephen A. Smith calling him a flaming hypocrite for not voting. His decision to not vote is an interesting one and could very well change the public profile he's been creating for himself. Well, that's all for your WHOV Sports Update. I'm Whitney Bronson. Back to you, Leandra.
And that's going to do it for today's WHOV News Update. I'm Leandra Head.
And I'm Jalita Hammond. Join us tomorrow for your daily dose of news, weather, sports, and entertainment. Have a great evening.